All right, the Yankees have made a big move, which means a lot of people are going to be saying the wrong thing. I'm giving you the five most likely next people to say Jazz Chisholm's name wrong.
Mm.
All right?
Let's go.
Here we go.
Jazz Chisholm.
Here we go!
Number five.
It's Ricky Ricardo, who will call this series on Philadelphia on WFAN. It cannot be easy going between the Spanish language broadcasting, doing the play-by-play in English on FAN. We could get a Ricky slip up as early as tonight.
Yeah, I think I'm going to be listening to these games exclusively on the radio just to check in and see how Ricky does. I'm a big Ricky Ricardo fan, but you're right. I think there may be a little slippage today.
Jazz Chisholm is his name.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, I spoke to Ricky yesterday. He was here while I was doing the show. He's got a few things up his sleeve for Jazz home run calls. So be on the lookout for that. We could play it back here on the show. But he was very excited about it.
I can't wait.
Everybody's stretch run, by the way, August, September. These announcements are heating up. Here we go.
Number four.
It's Susan Waldman. A walk-off hit, star of the game, crowd going nuts, excited. Maybe Susan and play a little slip up.
Mm. I don't think Susan's going to mess up. She's a radio professional. She's been doing this for a long, long time. I think she's actually going to be very similar to me and flawless with the name Jazz Chisholm.
You'll screw up before I'm
done. Number three.
It's Emmanuel Barbari. Look, as he's looking to figure out his bullpen puns, he could lose focus easily.
Yeah, I think I love Emmanuel. I think he is very likely to botch the Chisholm very quickly.
Botch the Chisholm.
Here, number two.
Number two is Chris McMonagle. And I say this because he, A, is Mr. Yankee, B, those overnights following the games, I saw Chris on Friday. He gets a little tired.
Yeah.
And a little tired, a little late, 4:30 a.m. Yeah, that could be a slip-up.
Big-time candidate, Big Mac. I agree.
All right.
Number one.
And it's Craig Carton, who Evan alluded to earlier in the show. He has that big series with Texas coming up. He might do it purposely.
No, I think he's going to do
that
it purposely.
That series looms large, and it's not a matter of if, it's a matter of how many,
yeah.
I think,
yes.
For Craig. And that's single day five.
Jazz Rotto, Hermes Arrington Chisholm.
By the way, the context of that clip from Justin Shackle is that Justin had previously screwed up Jazz Chisholm's name. And I think in an effort to almost clean up the mess, learning from the great Mike Francesa, is if you say someone's fullest of full names, that will somehow cleanse the mistake you made. Famously, Mike didn't know who Al Albuquerque was and came back from a break and said, "Oh, yeah, I thought I didn't know you meant Alberto Luis Albuquerque. I didn't know that's what you meant." Okay? And that is, of course, famous in WFAN history. And I think that Justin kind of did the same thing. He's
he did.
All right, I said, by the way, we've lost that clip. I have to go through my phone and find it.
Oh, come on.
But the Justin Shackle, Jazz Chisholm mistake has disappeared, which I wonder if, someone's working for him and said, let's get rid of it. I asked Rosie this morning. We can't find it.
Came in and cleaned out the system?
I don't think he did, but someone may have done it for him.
Do you think Shackle and Emmanuel, to a lesser degree, were really, really upset when they saw the news come down Saturday?
I think there was a nervousness that definitely peaked.
They were definitely the least happy associated with the Yankees with the trade.